Welcome to Standing in the Gap, Standing Under Fire with Josh Tompkins, a biblical Q&A that provides listeners with biblical answers to many of their toughest questions. Josh, depending on which church you attend, you might hear some teaching that a believer can lose their salvation, and then others that teach that when a believer becomes saved, they are always saved. Can you provide our listeners with a biblical perspective to this debate?
Eternal security, that's what we're talking about when you talk about that, is a hotly contested issue, has been for as long as you go back in church history, a big theological issue. I think it's even a bigger issue in our area here in the mountains of Southwest Virginia. We have a heavy, heavy population of Free Will Baptists, Pentecostal, Methodists. Each one of those would probably believe, I don't want to put them all in the same category, but each one of those would probably believe that you could lose your salvation. Several ways they would word that. You can lose your salvation. That means you have it, and then you cross the line, and you fail at some point, and you would lose it, not have it anymore. Some would even say that you can't get it back once you have it. Others would say that you can get it back, that you just have to keep getting re-saved over and over, re-baptized over and over. But they would say lose your salvation. They would say backslide. I've heard fall away. A biblical word for it would be apostatize. They have verses to back it up. These people aren't ignorant. I mean, that bothers me when I hear people, you know, laugh at or make fun of people who believe certain things. They have reasons for it. They're not ignorant people. There's several passages in Hebrews that are hard to interpret, that you've got to look at and really be very careful as you exegete and exposit those passages. There's passages in 1 Timothy that I think that are difficult, and they get some of their theology from that. But the answer is, I believe the Bible teaches the eternal security of the believer. I believe that when we believe on Christ alone for salvation, that we are eternally secure, that we're sealed by the Holy Spirit, that we're given eternal life. It's a good word, eternal. It's not partial life. It's not temporary life. It's eternal life. And the Bible is very clear that no man can pluck us from his hand. So that gives us stability. That gives us security. I love Romans 8, where you see that chain of salvation, whom he foreknew. That's at the very start. He then predestined and justified, and then ultimately will glorify. There's no break in that chain. It's going to happen. That's the eternal security of the believer. Go on even deeper into Romans 8, and it runs the full gambit. And it ends with, nothing shall ever separate us from the love of God. That's a wonderful passage. I fall back on that all the time. So I believe in the eternal security of the believer. But let me say this too. I also believe in the perseverance of the saints. That is, this is what this means. True Christians may fall and fall radically. They may fall into gross sin. They may have seasons of sin, long seasons of sin. There could be very serious falls. Peter fell far. David had one of the great falls in all of history. Others fall. The Christian life is a struggle, and we're going to struggle against sin, we're going to struggle against doubt, we're going to struggle against deception, but I believe the Bible teaches that true Christians will never fall past the point of no return. There will be no final, no fatal, no eternal fall. We cannot lose our salvation. True Christians will be restored like Peter was. That's a great example. He fell far. He sinned deep, but Jesus came and restored him. That's what happens when a Christian, a true believer, falls. They are restored. They're the children of God. He will restore them. Notice who wasn't restored. Peter, a true believer, was restored. He fell and was restored. Judas fell and was not restored. Peter was real. Judas was fake. It proves Judas to be a false believer, to not be real from the beginning. So this shows that true Christians will persevere all the way to the end. Yes, we may fall. Yes, we may sin. But there is a perseverance to the end.
Indeed, there is. Thanks for that. And again, that's Josh Tompkins, pastor of West End Baptist Church. We love hearing from our listeners and hope to hear from you soon. If you have biblical questions and would like to have them answered, log on to our website at www.westendbsg.org and leave them there. And feel free to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by logging in and searching for us using @West End Baptist Church. Mm-hmm.